We could go north, south, east or west, chase one sunset to the next girl forever. Ain't too far for me to drive, as long as you're along for the ride. Since you and me started hanging out and talking about our hopes and dreams, I hit the bank, topped off the tank, so just point me there, I'll take you where you wanna be. I know a shortcut out, let's leave right now. We can take a back road, go as far as it goes, park and watch the stars go out. We can make a back top, pick us up a map dot, just cruise around that town. We can go north, south, east or west, chase one sunset to the next girl forever. Ain't too far for me to drive, as long as you're along for the ride. See a Gulf Shore breeze blowing through your hair while we stir those drinks, or lying by a fireside in a cabin outside till you ride. Hey, what do you say? Up around that bend, that's where it all begins. We can take a back road, go as far as it goes, park and watch the stars come out. We can take a blacktop, pick us out a map dot, just cruise around that town. We can go north, south, east or west, chase one sunset to the next girl forever. Ain't too far for me to drive, as long as you're along for the ride. Road, go as far as it goes, park and watch the stars come out. We could take a blacktop, pick us out a map dot, just cruise around this town. We could go north, south, east or west, chase one sunset to the next girl forever. Ain't too far for me to drive. I could do this for the rest of our lives, as long as you're the ride. Come on.
Woo. Woo. Renegade Station in the Hot Country 103.5 studio for this week's Hot Discovery. Your new tune, Along for the Ride. Got to know, how did that song come to life?
That song actually came to us as a pitch last year. No, 2 years ago, I guess. It's been already. Yeah. From Aaron Goodvin camp. And yeah. And it was the last song we picked on the album. And we're so glad it came to us, because when we heard it, we were like, oh my God, yes. This is a Renegade Station song. And for me personally, I really, Kent works away a lot and is always driving, and driving to shows, driving home, you know, just always driving. And it just reminded me of him, and just thought this is a great fit for us. So, and truly is a tribute to our fans too, that we want to thank them for being along for the ride with
us.
That's
so cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
It was just a perfect song for us.
Yeah, so. It's one of those sentiments that everybody can relate to. I mean, everybody's been out on the road, and hopefully everybody's been out on the road with someone that they really care about.
Yeah.
So
that's right. Yeah.
Awesome. So Kent, Luann, Scott, Russ, Renegade Station in the studio today. Now, being on the road, traveling around, what songs do you enjoy listening to that are on your road trip playlist that...
You just can't even imagine what we listened to. This morning was a mixture of Gordon Lightfoot and Blue Rodeo.
Nice.
Right?
Well done, yeah.
We had some Wendell Ferguson in there yesterday.
Great Canadian guitar player, singer, artist. We love Wendell.
Comedian.
If Kent gets a hold of the iPhone, the playlist gets
it
a little
takes
more...
a degrading...
degrading turn. Jeez, Russ.
Well, it's not saying that
so
this
we
is
have
not
the
good,
soundtrack but... of Urban Cowboy.
Urban Cowboy, that's right. That's a
little whorehouse in Texas, I think, was in there.
Was probably so we had, in there someplace.
Yeah, some Johnny Reed. If Scotty gets a hold of the playlist, it's a lot. He likes, you know.
Weird stuff.
Yeah.
Well, no, there's always some Doobie Brothers or some Steely Dan. And
Yeah, or the Spa Channel.
Yep.
Which is, we you like know, the also. Spa yeah.
We like can't sleep. Can't sleep without the spa music.
That's, right. That's good for the driver.
That's good for driving, exactly.
If we want Kent and Russ to be quiet, we put on the Spa Channel because they fall asleep.
We have a lot of Rankins in Cape Breton.
So gotta have the Rankins in Cape Breton.
We went through quite a bit of Rankin family. So, yeah, clearly we love our Canadiana. So, Trooper, Rankins.
We haven't
Gordon
had a Star is Born on yet, but it's just a matter of time.
Yeah, I mean, that'll come
we
too.
We know that's going to happen.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
Well, I hear you're good, already moved on, but I know I should, but I still can't keep holding on. They say if you love it, let it go, and if it comes back, then it's really meant to be, but you ain't done that. So I'm all alone, and I gotta know, but who's gonna love me tonight? Who's gonna take me home? Who's gonna be by my side when I turn out those lights? Who's gonna love me tonight?
Well, these four walls feel like they're about to cave in, but I ain't gonna give away the shape I'm in.
They say the time is it all, but it's been taking its time, cause nothing keeps you back from the front of my mind.
So I'm suffering, wonder if you're wondering,
who's gonna love me tonight? Who's gonna take me home? Side. When I turn out those lights, who's gonna love me tonight? Well, I'll be fine tomorrow morning when the sun comes back around. But when it sinks back down, I'll be asking what I'm asking here right now. But who's gonna love me?
Is a bucket of over 300 questions.
Oh,
what I'm going to get each of you to pick one out of the bucket, and that's how we'll get to know Renegade Station a little bit better.
Excited.
Just one, Russ. Just one.
Are you nervous, Spidey?
No.
You should be.
I've got the answer for this. I don't
know
what it says.
Yeah. Right.
So it'll give you a little. No switching either.
No.
I don't want that one.
Oh.
All right, who wants to go first?
Kent.
Yeah, he's up first.
Yeah,
he's
Kent.
Always up first.
Well, this is pretty easy for me because it was Mother's Day on Sunday. Yeah. So what was the last gift you gave someone?
Oh.
So, yeah, I got a nice little floral arrangement for my wife, which had a succulent in the middle that you can pull out and plant in the garden.
Oh, cool.
And
a succulent.
$100 gift card for Dirt Road Pretty.
Oh, very, which is a store in our little hometown.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, I got a lot of sucking up to do.
You're in the good books for a day or two.
Earning their brownie points.
You know, you would think so, but not really.
quit messing up.
All right, who's next?
Oh, okay. What is the most heartwarming thing you've ever seen? Well, just recently, this is going to age us, but we became grandparents.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. He's now 2 months old and just over 10 pounds, and his name's Oliver William Wyatt, and that's probably the most heartwarming thing I've seen in a long time.
A very strong name, too. I like that.
He is, yes. He's, the father is a big DC and Marvel person, so he was like Oliver from Green Arrow.
I said Green Lantern, but apparently that was wrong.
Yeah, no. Different kind of guy.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Scotty.
All right. Scotty.
What do you wish you knew more about? Well,
you're kind of a know-it-all.
Yeah. I am pretty smart.
You are. SMRT.
No, it seems like coming out to all these different music events, I discover this new artist. Why didn't I know about this person before? When I'm out with these guys, we're touring around, they play music for me that I've never heard before. And what is this and why haven't I heard before? So that's my easy answer.
The most recent one. Well, I guess it's not that recent, but it was
a couple of years back.
A couple years back when I played you, or we played Bluest Eyes in Texas. Oh, and he hadn't heard it. So now we play that song, and he quite likes it. So
it's a good tune.
Yeah.
And what's your question?
You know, I don't honestly know the answer. What state or country do you never want to go back to? There's an answer, but I don't think it's
Were you kicked out of one?
Politically correct.
Yeah, say that one.
Yeah,
there we go.
Right?
Now we're getting the story.
No. I can't think of any place I'd never want to go back to. Like, honestly.
What about the Bay of Pigs?
Okay, yes. All right. I never want to go back to that little island in the Bahamas that I was bit by a pig.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that was a traumatic experience.
It was.
Understandably.
It was, yes. You can swim with these pigs, which my father was like, you paid money to swim with a pig? Like, are you a total idiot? And I'm like, it's a thing to do, Dad. Like,
one of your friends jumped off a cliff, wouldn't you?
Yeah, yes. So, yeah, the pig was big, and I ran out of food, and so it bit me
twice. Didn't like that.
No. So, however, I would go back to the Bahamas again in a heartbeat. So
awesome.
Yes.
So, guys, what do you have in the works now?
Oh my gosh. Well, today, like if we want to talk that last year when we released Who's Gonna Love Me Tonight, I said that if it reached top 50 in Canada on the charts that I would get a tattoo. I don't have any. And it reached
not yet
top 50.
Stayed there for 2 weeks.
Yeah, September. And so I said, okay, I have to get a tattoo. And I'm going to get one today.
Oh, really? Here in Halifax?
Actually, we're skipping over to Moncton. This afternoon. So I guess it will be in Moncton. I have not been to Moncton. I've not. Well, we drove through New Brunswick.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So that's today what we're going to do.
Okay.
And next is just, we get back from our tour out here. Mm-hmm. And we head to BC on Saturday, actually British Columbia. So we're from one end of the country to the next. We're playing at a festival there on Saturday. And then it'll be, you know, promoting our new song, Along for the Ride, and getting into the busy summer season. So playing all over, and
our summer season generally kicks off with Calgary Stampede, and we're there for the duration, playing a couple times
a
day.
Before that, we have a couple festivals in June, and then the whole Calgary Stampede, and then CCMAs are coming up in Calgary as well.
Yeah.
So we're going to be gigging that weekend as well out there in Calgary.
Busy summer.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
We just wish we were here longer. We stayed in Bridgewater last night and had a cottage on the lake, and
nice, isn't
pretty
it?
Nice. Pretty nice. We have fallen in love with Nova Scotia.
Well,
let me
you'll
tell
just
you.
Have to come back and visit more often then.
Absolutely.
That's all that is.
It's in the works.
We're sold.
Yeah. Where can fans get your music?
Oh, everywhere. Yeah. Every online retailer, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, you name it, we're there.
MySpace. I don't know if it actually still even works.
Can't. That was just when you were living in your mom's basement.
That was for that earlier comment about getting kicked out of the state.
Yeah. You can also order off our website if you do that. We'll autograph it up for you and mail it out right from.
Yeah, if you want a physical copy, absolutely. We love doing that. That's cool.
Awesome. Yeah,
for sure.
Renegade Station, Kent, Luann, Scott, Russ, thank you guys so much for coming in today. And don't be strangers. Come back and visit
sometime.
Thanks very much.